recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf from Masechet Nidah is Daf Ayin Aleph, and we are holding at the two dots, Beit Shammai Omri. Okay, so the Mishnah continued and said that, I'll leave it to Beit Shammai, Kol Anashim Metot Nidah. Every woman who dies is assumed to be a Nidah, which means that we would have to be Matayar any Kalim that were touched before she died. Obviously, if she's a maid, obviously she's Matayar. The Kiddush over here is that if she was on a bed right before dying and she was removed to the hospital, so that bed is tummim. What possible sfora could that be? My time, I had a Beit Shammai. I mean, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, Inema, Mishundech Kivatitz Chalam Al Kalmaot. So we know that when Esther heard what was going on with Mordechai, she was so totally shocked that we learn on Rav, Malamichet Mirsanida, that Vatitz Chalchal means that her insides came out, so to speak. And therefore, it must mean that she became a Nida. And you'll tell me, here's the same thing. That if she was about to die, there's the terror of seeing the Malach HaMavet. So that caused her to be Reya Nida. The problem is that we had in the Mishnah before, in the case of the Boleshet, the Bolehiran, and where the women were hiding out. So it says over there, Charadaz Misaleket Et Adami. That even if she would have had the Zman Re'iya at that time, we could assume she wasn't Re'iya, because that fear causes her to basically freeze up and prevents her from being Re'iya Nidais. No, that doesn't bother me. Alokasha. Because Pachada is Tzomis. Bituta is Marka. There's a tremendous difference between shock, which loosens everything, and between fear, which the whole point of the adrenaline and so on, the person is it becomes stiff and everything now is much more tight, ready to run. That's the fight or flee. That's an entirely different thing. That doesn't bother me. So the fact that you would have two completely different reactions, one which is harata, that's misalekes, one which is bituta, that is michalchel, that's fine. But I tell you what I don't like about the pshat, what doesn't make sense, is that this is not only true about women. It's also true about men, because it says in the Braita, Hadatanya Beit Shammai Omrim, Kol HaAnashim Metim Zavim, you have exactly the same problem with the Kalim that is was on prior to Mita. Beit Hillel Omrim, same thing he says here in the Mishnah about a woman, Ein Zav. He says, Ein Nida Ala Misha Meit Nida here too, Ein Zav Ala Misha Meit Zav. But let's say that the Sfor of Beit Shammai is that what? That the terror of the Malach HaMavet releases the dam. So you say the same thing is true over here, the terror of the Malach HaMavet causes a Riyav Ziva. So then it wouldn't be Tome. Because the thing is that a Zov, a male, is not Matame Machmas Oimsev. And Ikri Kanmi Bisarov Alo Machmat Onso. Now we would have a Siba. This is one of the Bedikas we would be Bedikas as Zov. So forget about it. That can't be the Sfor. So what was the Sfor of? The Sfora was Mishum Kavod HaBriyos, basically. Tanya Beit Shammai Kedetanya. Rishona, Ayum Advilin Kelim Agav Nidot Metot. Used to be that if a woman was a Nida, so then they would take her away to bury her, and then everybody would be busy to everything that she had been on, everything she touched. You're going to the mikveh. It's such a bizoyan. And then Nidot Chayot with Baishot, and then it's, what is it that even in our death, everybody has to know about us, and then it's a terrible situation. So if this way, if every woman that died, they would be terrible, everything that she'd come and touch, it becomes part of the lore of the Chevra Kadisha. People don't think anymore what's in there. It's that's what's done when somebody dies.
So that's what didn't.
So therefore they said, treat all women as if they're needles. And as far as the males are concerned, it's exactly the same thing. That Birishona, Yumat Pelina Gabi Zavim, Meitim, and Zavim Chayim Umid Baishim. So now we have to expose it. Even in the Misa, they're going to treat us differently. Everybody has to know we were Zavim. So they made it part of the Beit Shammai. They made it part of the actual Seder of the Chevra Kadisha, that the matvil everything that had come into contact with the maid. Nobody knows exactly what's going on. Just like they don't know anything else. Why are they running around seven times and throwing things behind their back? And I don't know. You do crazy things with the who knows? Must be helping up all of them. There's a very interesting, tshuva of Ramesha, where somebody Tainan asked him that if you see that we're makbid on the busha of Nidos Chayes, so then if you're at an affair and your wife is in Nida and you have to pass something to her, you're not supposed to pass something, but if you don't pass something, they're very nicker, everyone will see that she's in Nida, so she'll be mit by shot. So therefore, you know, maybe it should be okay. So he says that that's not the mit by shot. What, the mit by shot from people who don't hold of or don't know about harchokas from Anida, that's not called mit by shot. Everybody knows it. A woman has these dinim at certain times. The fact that these people don't hold of it, that's not called mit by shot. By shot is this sense that, you know, you have to go and be tayvel and b'shas misa, that's what we have to be thinking about. And that's a different thing. Okay, you're on, dear President.
Dr. Helika Mishnah.
I still love Chavagidisha. Didn't
run cautious for this issue, all of them. How about if the woman was nifteret and now she's bleeding? We don't know really what the din is of this dam. So we know, of course, if it would be dam minachai, so then that means that it was already tame asanida, so then it would be metame b'shum ketam. On the other hand, if it's dam that's coming from a mace, then it's betame b'yom. Says the Tanakhama, we're marked in both directions. It's betame b'shum keter, so it's betame b'shum dam nida with a mashu. It doesn't mean literally keter, and it's betame b'yom like a tumas mace of a revius. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer is no chashash of your tumah b'shum nida, ina betame b'shum keter, b'shum shenekar mishemeta. If this blood came out after she died, that's what we have to assume, that it came out after she died. And we'll see what it is that they're arguing in the Gemara. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is made if this happens in childbirth. So she's a Yoshevet, ala Mashber. We're over there. If she dies ala Mashber, so definitely Agav, the Ksire Leda that she had these contractions that were expelling whatever was in her womb. If she dies there, the Yatsumi Menor of Yisdam, there he's made it that it's Batamim Shum Ketem. Omer of Yossi, so if that's the case, if you're made it's Batamim Shum Ketem, and before you said Zichronat Batamim Shum Ketem, apparently you know that it was there Bichayim, then if you know that it's there Bichayim, it should definitely not be Matama Bayah. Again, implying that Alibir Rabbiuda was also Matama Bayah, which the Gemara, of course, is going to explain to us what's going on.
The Revi Yisdam.
Revi Yisdam. Okay, so now, what are you saying? You're saying that, in other words, it's mashma over here that the Tanakhama would hold that apagav nekar dami shemesa metami shum ketem. I understand. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Some metami shum ketem was nekar mishemeta. Yeah. So then, are they arguing about whether it was nekar mishemeta? I mean, it seems to be that the Tanakhama is saying, I don't care. Even if it was nekar mi'akr shemeta, it was still metami. So how do you explain that? What would be the svar of such a thing? That afagav nenekar dami shemeta mitama mishum ketem? Omar Ziri, absolutely, that's the whole point. The machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is whether mikor mikomotame, he could be nine. So the shaila is like this, this dam is definitely in her mikor. It's bleeding, she's bleeding now from the area of the womb. And therefore, the only thing is that we're saying, okay, but she's not a nida, she's dead. She's certainly not menstruating, so why would it be metame? But as we saw before, we have a machlokas, whether mekor mekometame. Remember, there's a machlokas, Rashi and Tesis, I don't understand mekor mekometame. Rashi discusses this as if it's maga mekor. Maga mekor, that's what it means, maga. So the thing is maga, it's based on storm, but storm can't be metame. The maga, you want to use that as a metaphor, but mekor mekometame is not local meshimisina. that it's a different, all different concept of tumah. Fine. Anything that's been the makor, the Torah is giving it a din of tumah, not because it was in touch with the makor. But in any event, however we understand it, what the Tanakhama is saying is, even though I made it, Rabbi Yehuda, that this dam actually came out after she died, nonetheless, it's tummy because it was bimikar during her lifetime, and that, by definition, is tuma without nidais. It's not even a nidais at all. Whatever, it doesn't matter where it's coming from. I don't care where it's coming from. We're talking about the first case here. I don't care where it's coming from. The fact is, it's coming out of her womb, which means that it was there while she was alive. You don't have to tell me, well, it's not Dam Nidais if she's dead. It's not Dam Zivais if she's dead. It's not Dam Leida if she's dead. So why is it Metame? That's the point. It doesn't have to be any of those. It's a new Halach L'Mesh Misinai. That there's a Dam in the Makar is Tame, period. In which case, I don't have to account for it. Says Rubio, if you know it came out Lacha Misa, there's no such thing as Dam in the Makar Tame. It has to be Dam Nidais. It has to be Dam Zivais. It has to be Dam Leida. Fine. Meida Rabbi Yehuda. So what does that mean? Meida Rabbi Yehuda. So, and what did the Tanakhama hold? We think Meida Rabbi Yehuda, that if she's Yosheves Ala Mashber, so then it's Metame Mishum Ketem. So in other words, the Tanakhama holds that what? That if it's Metame Mishum Ketem, it doesn't matter. It's also Metame Mishum Ayal. And he holds what? That no, it's only going to be Metame Mishum Ketem, not Mishum Ayal. So what are they arguing here? Omer of Yudah, they're arguing about Dam Tfusa. Dam Tfusa Ike Binayo. How exactly do we define Dam Tfusa? And we know that Dam Tfusa is Dam, in which it's not clear to us if it's Ruba Ben Ames, if it's Ruba Ben Achai, which we're going to discuss right now, the Tanya. We know that there's a machlokas about the clear definition of Dam Tfusa. Because it says in the Brayta like this, Ezeo Dam Tfusa. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dam Tfusa is, say somebody is shot, and he starts to bleed, and one point in his bleeding, he died. So he's a horrible. She had some imenu dam. And some of this dam was Yotze ben B'chayev, some of it was Yotze ben Meiseh. So we really don't know the dam that's in front of us. It could be Sofik B'chayev Yotze, Sofik ben Meiseh Yotze. This particular dam that we have here, or could be maybe it's mixed, Sofik B'chayev Ube Meiseh. Say a Dam Tfusa. So what do you mean, Zeh Dam Tfusa? That's not Dam Tfusa. Over here, there's a Sufik you're telling me, Sufik Kulay B'Meise, Sufik Kulay B'Chayav, Sufik partially. That's not Dam Tfusa. That's Dam Sufik. You don't know whether it's a Dam of a Meis or whether it's a Dam of a Chay. That's not a Gezerah D'Rabbana. That's a Sufik Tuma. Versus Ayok, it's Veko Tome. Versus Aram, it's Veko Tome, like a Sufik Tuma. That's not how to define divine Dam Tfusa. Dam Tfusa is Davka, where we have a Revi'ez Dam. And it was a Horuch Yotze Emenu, Revi'ez Dam. And this Revi'ez Dam was Yotze B'chayav Uvmoto. So it's mixed. Now, it's still dripping. He's still, I shouldn't say dripping, it's still coming. We'll see about dripping. V'adayin lo pasak. So now, our question is now, what about this Dam that we have over here? Is, I know for a fact, that there's definitely Dam that was B'meisa. I don't know whether we have Rove of the Dam that was Michayim and Miyuta B'moto. And I don't know whether Miyuta B'chayev Arubo B'moto. And L'meisa, the truth is, of course, that if you don't have Revi'ez Dam, and you know you don't have Revi'ez Dam, Minameis, says you're only specific if you have Rove. So if you don't know if you have Revi'ez Dam, there's for sure no Tumah D'Oraita. The question is, well, the Rabbanim were geyser because of the fact that if you had rove, so people would be confused. They would say, oh, so then it should be metame. They don't realize that the dinim of rove is not that it turns something that's a miyad into the rove. No, it's not that if you would have rove, b'shas moisei, that would mean that you have a revias of dam of a mace. The sheer of revias of dam and a mace is revias of dam and a mace. Not revias of dam where rove was a mace was bavat for the other dam. That's not the point. So the rabbonim were geyser, therefore, in such a case, the rabbonim were geyser that you're going to get confused. And because of that, they made this gezerah. If lamaisa, I would have known vada that ruba was Michaim, then there would have been no basis for the gezerah. because then everybody knows, okay, I mean, Dan Menachai is Amitami, and if Ruba Menachai is also Amitami. But since over here I have a suffix, even if Rova Minamisa. So because of that, the Rabbanan made a gezera, but it's a pure gezera, the Rabbanan. Oh, it's yeah. Not shaykh to suffix to Mershayach and Rishayach Rabbi, and you're getting confused if you relate it to a case of suffix to Mershayach
and
Rishayach Rabbi.
And as long as there's a Rabbis in total. Alright, there's less than a Rabbis in total.
Right, so only if there's a Rabbis in total. So now, what are they arguing? And they're arguing like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in a case where a horuk, she had some men Rabbis dam, and he's mutam b'mita. And now, he's there, and the dam is dripping from this bed, and it's mitaftev into a guma. And now this guma is mitzaref, this revi'is dam. So, says Rabbi Yehuda, he would be tamim, yupnei sha'atipa shel mita mu'urevet bo. In such a case, you have to be, when we say tipa shel mita, we don't mean literally the moment of death, obviously. We mean, we have tipas of dam that are coming from the mace, and therefore we have our gezerah. The Chachomim say, no, we don't have our gezerah in this case. Because in this case, since the dam is metaftev, and it's not shoseis, it's not flowing, it's dripping. If it's dripping, it's like every other case, where the first dam that is there, which is the rov, is mevatel each drop. Because things that fall and drop by drop become batel. It's only where they come all at one time that then it doesn't become batel. So in this case, Rishon Nifsak, since it's not flowing, so then we can't see the entire thing as one long column of blood. Okay, so therefore each part, since in this case, even if I would have rov that came le'achar misa, it would be tar. Because the first blood, obviously, was for sure mechayim, because we know we have both menachayim and menameis. After that, where we have this blood is in the hole here, so then for sure, Rishon would be Nifsak. Wait, isn't that a good point? Shabbakam and the Rabban or Rebuta. So what's the issue? Rebuta is going to Shitasai. Remember, Rebuta Shita is that Ein Dam Avatal Dam. So we're there, it was talking, the original sugya, if you remember, of Ein Dam Avatal Dam was Shaila, if you were shechting Behema Chayava Earth, and you have a mixture of the dam. So some of the dam is Chayav and Kisra Dam, some of the dam is Potter Kisra Dam, Bambayim is not Chayav and Kisra Dam. So, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, even though Rov is Behema, doesn't matter, because Dam can never be Vata Dam, which took us back to the Sugya of Dam Apar, Dam Asoyer, of Yom HaKippurim, whether you mix the Dam, and then it, for sure the Torah is telling you, even though it's Yadua, that the Dam Apar is so much more than the Dam Asoyer, Torah says to mix it and it's not Vata. That's the Shaila. In Eilin Mevatim says, in Dam Mevatim says, or whether you really need to be Ma'ar of the Dam before. Okay, it was a complicated circuit. But we know that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that anyway Dam is not Mevat the Dam, so who cares if it's Mitaftev? Furthermore, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tzolu Vala Eitz, there's Yoshka Pipik sitting there bleeding. Shedono Shatet Laretz, and he's dripping off of the cross. Meanwhile, they're making all these photographs and pictures, movies even, yeah, wow. And Nimzatach of Revi'ez Dam, when you find Revi'ez Dam under the cross. So Shaila is, can you take that into the church and bow down to it? Not. What is the din of that Revi'ez Dam? So the Chachamim say it's Tomei, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's Tar, because why should I think, says Rabbi Yehuda, that there's any blood from Achar Misa here at all? It's a piece of wood absorbs the dam. It's got a long way to go. Now, those are going to drip to the ground. So, who's to say that this is dam from a mace b'klal? In such a case, I would say, Ani omer tipashel mita, omeret lo agabe ha'etz. Why did Rabbi Yehuda, he should say that to himself? He just said that if the mace is on a bed, and is dripping off of the bed, so then it is considered to be dam tfus. So name it Yulin Avshe. Why does he say the same thing? Shani Omerti Pasha Mita Omerit Agabe Amita. Why doesn't he say the same thing to himself? Maybe the Dam after death was sitting there on the bed. No, because a Mita is not an Eitz. A Mita is Mechalkala. The Mita, in the end, the blood ultimately comes off. But the Eitz may have literally absorbed all of the Dam Le'acha Mita. And so Mamela, we don't have a problem.
What tumor does the dam make?
Huh?
What tumor does the dam make?
Tumor, oh yeah.
she touched the reveals on the dead body.
And makes you into an avatuma. The
avatuma.
Yeah.
Just like a mate himself.
In a case where it's metamic and anything that is exposed to a dead body, which is avia vesatuma or the tumas hameis, becomes like someone who touched a mace.
You know, all these attacks of terrorism, such as Balagan and the Basilutras,
everybody's considered to be tummy mace from when they go to funerals and everyone is exposed to
this.
Of course, that's what Zaka does. They collect everything. That's why they're always pulling everything that could have absorbed them. They throw everything together that you never saw. And they take the mamish, they walk around the street to find even the tipas dam that they were blown up. It's a horrible job. But that's why it takes so long.
The Chacham say, reviews down his tummy. That's down to himself. It's down under the cross.
Because of the fact that that was the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. The sheet of the Tanna Kamma is that if we're Mesupik, we give it a bit of Dam Tvusa. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, no such thing, but Mesupik is Dam Tvusa. That's a regular Suffolk Tumah, that's all. But if the Shaila is where you know for a fact that you have a case that's not, in this case, we know if Rubal is Bechayim, it's definitely not Dam Tvusa. Okay, so therefore, if I'm saying she's metame because of Leida, so then I know that Ruba is Yotze Mechaim. Brishona Yomrim, they used to say that a woman was Yosheves Adam Tayar. What is her halacha? She was Temeya for either Shivas Yomim or 14 days, depending on Zachar and the Keva. She goes to the mikveh, Lamaisa until after the completion of the 40 days, the 80 days, from the time of the Leda, she cannot be a Chelos Bekotchim because she's a Tvulas Yom Aruch. In other words, she's unable to be Mitztayer completely until she finally brings her Korban Leda and so on and everything now is Machzer Tachilas Kotchim. What is her din during the period in which she's being Reya Dam Toyer or not being Reya? But the point is that she's a Tfulas Yom, but she's a unique Tfulas Yom. She's a Tfulas Yom for 33 days or for 66 days. So she went to the mikvah, but she doesn't become Tor until the end of the 80th day. So what would be the din legabe kochim? So originally they said that if she was Yosheves Adam Tor, she could even take a jar that has water in it, which is going to be used to wash off the meat of her Korban Pesach. And it's not a problem. So what does that imply? That she could hold the jar, but she couldn't touch the water. Why couldn't she touch the water? Because as the din of a Tvulas Yom, she would be a Sheni. So Sheni is not going to be Matame the jar, but a Sheni is also not Matame Chulin to make it a Shlishi. But a Sheni is Matame, apparently, Chulin Shanasot Taras HaKedesh, to be Mitame Shlishi. Because since over here this water was meant to be used for Korban Pesach, so therefore Chulin Shana Asot Aras HaKedesh. So apparently what we're saying is that Chulin Shana Asot Aras HaKedesh would be Mekabel Tuma from her, and she's a Sheni. And then they ended up being Machmir, Chazru Lomar, that she has a din of Magatami Meis. It's not, she has a din of a Rishon, but only Lekotchim. Only Lekotchim Kedivrei Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai says, no, not Kemaga Tamei Meis. She has a din of a Tamei Meis. So therefore, it's as if she was exposed directly to Tumas Meis, and she would even be more Chomer. Now, we'll see exactly what happened. There was something very strange happened, because now that we're saying she's only a Tamei Meis Lekotchim, we seem to be saying that Lagabe Chulin, we don't have to worry about her being a Tamei Meis. But I thought we said before that even as a Sheni Latuma, we were worried about Chulin Shana Asot Taras HaKedesh. So what happened? As the Gemara, I don't understand. We started off the mission, we said that she's only allowed to be Mara, the container of the water. But she cannot touch the water itself, right? So Mara in Nogat Lo. So what does that tell you? Alma Chulin Shana Asot Taras HaKedesh Kekedesh Tamu. Because even though this water is chulin, but since it was meant to be used for the korban, so we give it the din of the chumra as if it's kadosh itself, and therefore it'll be mekabel tumah from a sheni, even though normal chulin cannot, the sheni as far as chulin is concerned, isn't tumah. It doesn't recognize that tumah. But then look at the seifa. Ema seifa, chazrul omar, harei kemaga tumah meis belakotcher. Meaning only Lakotcher. I mean, in the context of that Mishnah, it's telling you even the chulin that we're referring to in the Mishnah, which is water that we're going to be using for the Pesach. In other words, chulin shenazar al taras hakodesh. So I understand. If we were trying to be machmir, how did we happen, just agav, to change the din in the middle about chulin shenazar al taras hakodesh? Now you're telling me, Alma, chulin shenazar al taras hakodesh, lafka kodesh tamo. So what in the world is going on? Are we tending in two directions, in different directions here? Answers the Gemara, because this Mishnah, this piece, is Abba Shaul. The Tanya Abba Shaul Omer Atfu Yom is indeed a Tchila Lekedesh, but only Lekedesh. And a Tchila Lekedesh means that he's a Risha, meaning he's going to be Metame Sheni, which will be Metame Shalishi, which will, if in case of Kedesh, which is sensitive even to Shlishi, it will become possible. Obviously, it can't become Tame because it can't give over further Tumah. Tumah, by definition, means Tumah that's detectable by a Tumah detector. And if the Tumah can't go out, then it's not detectable. But something that comes in touch with something that's Tame or Shlishi, which is Kedesh, becomes Pasos. It becomes Pasos Ravi. But notice that that same Abba Shaul stresses that it's Dafka Lekedesh. So what's indeed the pshat? Sam Sefer explains that it really makes a great deal of sense, because there's a balance over here. The balance is like this. On the one hand, you have the question of how machmer you're going to be on things that are not Kedesh Bichlal, but can come in contact with Kedesh, or a person is trying to make himself a rogiel to be Isaac in Kachim. He's a Kayin, and he's often asked Kachim, and he doesn't want to make the mistake of not being machmer enough. So he keeps everything out there as a Kedesh, let's say. So as the Gemara in Chulin pointed out, look, if there's such a thing as batla daita etzel kol adam in this concept. So there's even a shita, okay, al taras a truma, maybe you could say chulin shenas al taras truma. But to go so far as to pretend that we get chulin would be kedesh, that we won't say. We have three shitas about it, right? Says Chasam Sofer, look, we can tolerate a chumra of chulin shenas al taras al kedesh in the context of chumras by kedesh, that we're going to treat a tvoyom as a sheni. But if you're going to turn around and you're going to treat a tvoyom as a rishon, maybe even as an avatuma, then it becomes unacceptable to say we'll treat chulin shenazarat as a kodesh with that chumra. So really, it looks to you like it's in two opposite directions, which is what the Gemara was bothered by. But once we understand what Abba Shaul is saying, so then it makes perfectly good sense to say that if in the ratio we were giving a tvoyom, by the way, there's theorists in the Rambam, in how we pasuk is got a tvoyom in this sugya. One place pasuk is like Abba Shaul. The other place of pasuk is that it's stam like a sheni. And the Mefarshim explained that indeed there's two completely different dinim of tvoyom. The special dinim of tvoyom, not a normal tvoyom. So this is special halacha because of the particular context of losing track. You know, I mean, it's like a month later, who remembers Tvoyom? She's a Tvoyom. What's her mikvah ages ago? It's a very unusual situation. Give it a din of Maga Mace, therefore, to be more Machmer. But if we do that, so then if that's the case, we can't carry over that level of Chumrah to Chulin Shenazarat Teres HaKodesh, which explains why the ratio of the Mishnah, which was more Maker, was more Machmer, like Avichulin, and the Sefer of the Mishnah was more Machmer. But this is Chosru, to change the din. It's more maker like Rabbi Chulin Shenazu al Taras HaKodesh. Umeidim, sheyochelet b'maaser, v'kutzal achalah, u'makefet v'korol Hashem. So both Shammai, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are umeidim, even though we have a machloikes, legabi kochim. So over there we said that Beit Shammai holds that we should give her a din of a tummy mace, and Beit Hillel says that she has only the same halach as a tulas yayim. But both are made that when it comes to Achilas Meister, she's like any other Tulas Yayim, and there's no issur. The halacha is v'taher immediately upon going out of the mikveh. The Torah says your Torah, but Achilas Meister. So Here too, she can eat Maaser right away, even as a Tefillah Siyum Mamash on the same day. It's Koshkin during this period. Furthermore, they're both Meida that before something becomes Truma, in this case Challah, Challah is the same dinner Truma. So what she can do is she takes a piece off of the Isa of Chun and she puts it into, let's say, a cup. And then she doesn't touch it. She takes the cup, puts it next to the rest of the dough to be makefet, because you can only take benam mukaf, and then without touching it, she's kara lashem. She can then say this should be challah, and then there's not a problem of a gezeira that maybe she'll touch it, and so it's not a problem. Furthermore, we see from here that even though this is at this point truma, a chulin that is tovu basically to be ultimately challah, that we don't care. She touches it in that state as long as it's still chulin. So in other words, we're not going to be makbid on her to say that if it was tovul, as the Gemara is going to point out, it's now in a state that is going to become truma. That doesn't matter. It's not makabal from a tvulas yen. Even though truma itself would be makabal from a tvulas yen. And then she gave Kerel Hashem. Not only that, but even if nafal miroka, some of her spit falls on it, or even some of her dam tehar falls on this kikar shel truma, that it's tahar, because there's no din of mashke at all on a tvul yen. It's only on an actual nida, zava, and so on. Beit Shammai Emrin. Beit Shammai says another halacha. After the, whether it's 40 days or 80 days, but at the end of that period from her leida, even though she had already been tevelis at the end of Shiva for Zohar and Yudalit for Nekeva, nonetheless, a tefillah siyama aruch requires tefillah b'achreinus. Wherever there's a long time between the original tefillah and the final stage of her becoming Tahira, we're chayish for Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas means you weren't thinking about Achilas Karchim or Truma during this period. And the dinner is that Hesach Hadas itself is the equivalent of a Tuma. It's one of the milas that the Chachomim were geyser. And therefore, she requires a new Tvila before she becomes Tahira. We're not chayish for Hesach Hadas, even though it's a long time. Just like anyone who goes to the mikveh, it could be 12 hours later that he comes to be roi for achilas truma. It's not considered to be a chadas. Every year it's 33 days later, whatever it is. Says the Gemara, the Yomar Mar, the reason she can eat maaser is because we know the farish. It says, tava v'yola, where it goes through the various stages. You go into the mikveh, you come out of the mikveh, you're oichel b'maaser. That says after doing it, you become tahar. Lagabi what? Lagabi maisa. Kaitchala chala. And not only that, but you can even have her touch the dough, take a piece of the dough off of the dough and put it into a cup, or onto a plate, and be kaitchala chala. And that teaches you that kulunat fulin the chala, lafka chala dami. You see from there clearly that a tuyon is not going to be metame. Even though this simple chulin in another minute is going to be challah, it's going to be karel hashem. Doesn't matter. At this point, we're not makhrer that a tful yom should be able to be metame. Umah kefet, and why did she have to bring the cup or the plate next to the rest of the dough? Because we always say the amar mitzvah l'truma namukaf. Truma and challah is the same thing. You don't take off from the other side of the room. It's supposed to be one thing next to the other. V'kerel Hashem, what's the chiddush? Sar k'dayt ramina, nigzar dima ati l'min gaba. This word me'avroi doesn't make any sense. The Marsha takes it out. So what do you mean me'avroi? Dima ati l'min gaba. You might think maybe she will touch the piece that now became challah. Kamashma, we're not gezer. V'im nafal mireika, even if her blood or her spit falls onto a kikar shel truma zametame, if a tvuyom would touch a liquid, would you metame it? No. Chulin. No. So the male, if his spit, what are you going to say? It's not going to be any different than something that he touched. Neither of them are metame. Elu are not metame. The only thing that's metame is mashkazav. Mashkazav is an abatuma. That's not the nimaga. Beit Shamayimri. So what is the machlokes over here? Lagabi, the need for tefillah at the end of tefillas yom, It's a general machlokes, not specifically this case. But wherever you have a long period between the original tefillah and the night before, you're going to need another tefillah. Today's Beit Shammai Omrim, my time at the Beit Shammai to say kol anashim meitot nidot. In emi mishum v'titchal chal hamalka. And Rav says, malam et shepir san nida. So, and therefore you're telling me, yokanam yagab v'yituta the malach adamuta. Chazya, v'anantan charadam esad like a tatadamim. Nah, that's not a problem. It's pachta summit. V'yituta is mirap. Okay, but then how do you explain this? Haritanya, Beit Shamayim and Kola Anashim males, Meitim Zavim, who Beit Yalelim remain Zav, Elamisha makes up. So if you're going to use that logic for a male, Ikrikan mi Bisarov, Elamachmatan, so there's got to be a different reason. You're right. Time at a Beit Shamayim, Haritanya, Barishona, Yumat Bilin Kelim Agabe Nidot Metot. And all the Nidot Chayot were mit by Shot. Itkinu Shemat Bilin, Agabe kol anashim mitek vodan shom nidot chayot. And b'rishona yumat bilin agabe zavim metim v'yu zavim chayim mitbashim. Itkinu yumat bilin agabe kol anashim mitek vodan shom zavim chayim. Haisha shemeta v'yatsa mimena Rabbi Yudah mitama mishum ketem u'metama b'ayot. Rabbi Yudah ina mitama mishum ketem because it was nekar after she died. U'moda Rabbi Yudah b'yashavet ala mashpera meta v'yatsa mimena Rabbi Yudah. There it's definitely mitama mishum ketem. Rabbi Yossi, that's exactly why it's not mitama b'ayot. So what do you say? V'chal t'anakama holds even nekar dam mishemeta which mitama mishum ketem. Does that mean she's not a Nida, she's not a Zava, she's not a Yoledet? Amra Ziri, but it was in the Makar. And Makar Makar Matami. And that's what they're arguing. You can be Nayu. Moda Rabbi Yudah, you mean the Tanakama Sava, it's Vatami both as Ketan and Ba'ola? So, what's the Makar? Because Amra Rabbi Yudah, Dam Tusa, you can be Nathani. Ezeo Dam Tusa, Pierce Rabbi Yudah, Haru, Shiatami Menu Dam, Bein Bechayav, Bein Mimoto, Safik Bechayav, Yatsa, Safik Mimoto, Yatsa. Safek may be mixed bechayav ubimoto. That's dam tvusa. Chachomim say, no, what is that dam tvusa? That's a safek tuma. Shuta yachid, sveko tamei, shuta rabim, sveko tahor. You know what dam tvusa is? Haruk shiatze menorvi is dam bechayav ubimoto. Definitely not any tzad that it's really dam of a mint. Because it's only together. Vadayin lo pasak, and it's still bleeding. Now we don't know. Safik rubo b'chayav miyuto b'mato. Safik miyuto b'chayav rubo b'mato. There it's a gezeira, even though vada midirites it's not. So over there, zel dam tfusa. Rabbi Yudah Omer, harub shiyatzu imen ravi is dam, and it's muto b'mita. And now the dam is metaftef laguma. It becomes tamei because the tipo shom nita is mixed with this dam. And the chachomim retire because the first dam was mechayim. And since it's dripping and it's not flowing, so then each drop is bottled. So rishon rishon nifsek. Huh? That's a good point. Shapakam la rabban rav yuna. Ah, but you forget Rav Yudah's special shita. This is Rav Yudah timing. Rav Yudah shita is ein dam avato dam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tzalum ala eitz, Shedamosh shotet la'aretz, V'nimtza tachtav, V'yidam, that is tummy, but Rabbi Yehuda is metayer. Shani Omer, Tipushon mita, Omeret ala gabe eitz. Wait a minute. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say before, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda have any yul and afshe? Shani Omer, Tipushon mita, Omeret ala gabe mita. Why don't you say the same thing over here, that the Tipushon mita was also? He should say it was Omeret ala mita, like it's Omeret ala eitz. Yeah, because of comparison. And mitas porous. This is mechalkala. It'll come out eventually. Marishala yomri mayoshevet adam torah tamar mayim lepesach. Chazrula mar, no, she's kemaget amimet for kotshim. Ketibir beit hillel. Beit shamayim says, forget about tamimet. Magat amimet. She's ketamimet. Mara in, but no God lo. So then how do you understand the sefer says Chazur Lomar Harei Kemaga Tamimet Lekotchim, meaning Lekotchim in, but Lechulin lo. Amachul Shazatars Galav Kedesh Lomar. Make up your mind. No, because the Chazur Lomar, the Masnis is running up a shoal. The Tanya of a shoal on there. Tvoyom is Tchil Kedesh Tamishnayim V'Liktzol Echad. So that's the point, and therefore we're not Machmer on Chulin Shazatars Kedesh. umaydim sheochelet b'maaser v'kot salach ala umakefet v'kor al Hashem v'im nafal miroka umidam tohora al kikar shel truma shu tohor beit shamay omrim tzrichat tvila b'achrona beit hillel omrim ina tzrichat tvila b'achrona. Okay, why my sudam amar tababi alav chel b'maaser even as a tvuyom kot salach ala. You see, from here, kulan atvulan afalav kechalgam. Makefes, that's because Domer Mer Mitzvah Troman Amukov. Karel Hashem, what's the chidesh? Sagatai tachaminu nigzardim alatilu mingaba, kamashmona. Im nafal miroka, why is that? It's not. Mashke v'tvuyon are no different than mashke na nogea ben, neither of which are tame. The mashke that's tame is mashke azak, which is avatuna. Bet Shammai, and what are they arguing in this case about whether she needs tefillah? My benayim, I'm never kidding. Tefuyom arochi ka benayim. Question of whether we're chayish of esach adat. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Okay, so we're holding at the today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. We're holding at the two dots. Beit Shammai Omrim, so according to Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai Omrim, so according to Beit Shammai, the halacha is that we consider any woman who died to be in Nida. My Tamai, the Beit Shammai. And we learned over there that from the shock of the terrible news of the Gezerah of Haman, that Omar Rav Malamich appears Sanida, but Tischalchal is a lotion of her insides. So the means that she turned inside out, so to speak, and that she was Poreset Nida. In which case we learn from there that something that causes a person to be afraid can also cause a woman to see doubt. And therefore, as she becomes aware suddenly of her impending death, so then she would break out in Nidot as well. And this is why Beit Shammai was gozer, that normally she would be a Nida, the Shas Misa. And he therefore he's saying, Ochanami agav biututa de balach demuta chaza, because of the fear of the malach hamavet, so she was reyada. The problem is that this contradicts the Mishnah earlier, where Vanantanan shecharada misaleket et adamim. Remember, we had the case of a woman who was hiding out from an invading army. And over there it said that as long as she was in a state of fear, then the adrenaline would make it more difficult for her to be Roa Dam, and we should assume that she was not Roa. So then that would be a contradiction. Actually, it seems to be a contradiction to the Pasuk. So how do we explain the difference between Vatitzchalchal HaMalkama Od and our current Shita in Beit Shammai? Holokash. Actually, that doesn't bother us very much because there's two different issues here. There's the issue of shock. The shock, the suddenness of the shock, or the sudden awareness of her impending death, or the shock of finding what Haman had done, is in fact enough to cause a release of nidot. Mashen, we find this in general, and it's a release of muscle function also in shock. However, in fear, which is a different issue, fear indeed would make it less likely that she would be Raya Nidais. So over there, the increased output of adrenaline and so on would dry her up, so to speak. So, pach tatsomis. Fear actually causes her to contract. Where bituta was terror, a shock, is marpia loosens. Person can lose control of the bowels, and so on. So too, she was vatit chalchal, and therefore, apparently, we could get away with saying that Beit Shammai svara, that any woman is considered to be at death, a nida could be from the sudden shock at her own impending demise. The problem is that this doesn't explain something else, because Elohad, it's not. Beit Shammai omrim kol ha'anashim meitim zavin. This we need to take into consideration. There's a brisa, I should say to Tanya, there's a brisa that says that according to Beit Shammai, we would say the same thing about males, that males are assumed to be izavim at death. Whereas Beit Hillel omrim, just as he does by a woman, it ain't zav, elam ishamet zav. So he would only be a zav if we know that he died as a zav. Now, you can't tell me that the reason that he would say that a male is a zav is for the same reason he's saying that a female is a zav, because the terror of death allows him to see zivas, because then he wouldn't be a zav. It's all very nice to say this far by a woman where we don't take into consideration the stimulus for the re'iyah. So we don't care why she saw Adam. The problem is that for a male, if we can explain why he was Re'ah, he won't be Tame. And therefore we shouldn't be Metame him as a Zav, even if we do assume that he was actually Ro'ah Zivas. It's not the liquid of Zivas per se that it's Metame, it's the Re'iyah of Zivas that's unexplained. So it's the pathology of Zivas. It's certainly even if there would be such a reality that there would be a release of Zivas in shock, it wouldn't be Matame, so that wouldn't explain it. Therefore, we're going to have to go back to the drawing boards. Because Ikri Kan Mibisaro, Balomach Maton, so remember that by Azov, we darshan that only where the Re'iyah was coming from an unexplained physiological phenomena that doesn't seem to be related to some outside stimulus. Balomach Maton, so, but never where it's related to a stimulus. Elotaimed Beit Shammai Kidatanya. Therefore, if you go back to drawing boards, Beit Shammai's reasoning has nothing to do with an actual chashash that the woman at death became a nida. It was actually gzeira min rabbanan because of the following, as it says in the Brayta of Rishona, hayu matbilim kelim al gabei nidot meitot vayu nidot chayot mitbayshot. It used to be that originally any kli that had been in contact with a nida that was dying even before she died, they would go ahead and they would be tevel, and women in general who were nidot were embarrassed, because it means that people are announcing even at death that we were nidot. It's disgusting. So in other words, why do our bodily functions need to be part of a public announcement at the time of our death? So therefore, Beit Shammai held that hitkinu shumad bilina gabe kol hanashim mipnei kvodan shal nidot chayot. Actually, they made this takana so that it should be part of a normal funeral. That any kelim, even prior to Misa, that had come into contact with a woman who was dying, I have tremendous news for you. You have just jumped up to a higher tax bracket. Your income is flying high. It's post-tea time. Once the temperatures go up past 20 degrees, that's it.
Ice tea is
there. And being as now your income has so increased, maybe we should throw a party. with you paying, of course, with your increased income.
Tuesday night,
Bezrat Hashem. Anyway, so okay. Continues the Gemara. So therefore, in order to prevent embarrassment, they actually made this part of a standard funeral. And the same thing happened with the males. What happened was that Berishona hayumat bidan agave zavim meitim vayu zavim chayim mitbashim. The same thing would happen if a male zav was an iftar. And this caused tremendous embarrassment to people. And therefore, they also made a takana shumat bilin al gabi kol anashim ibn kvodan shel zavim chayim. Therefore, they simply extended the idea of the funeral procedures, the gabi kelim, that were tamesh, to avoid embarrassment for anyone who had some pathology.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What is the percentage approximately of either the nidas or the zavs of a population of dying people?
I cannot tell you, sir, but I do trust Chazal about these issues. They are sensitive to embarrassment, perhaps even for a small percentage.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Ha'isha shemeta v'yatza mimena reviz dam mitama bishum ketem u'mitamei ba'ohel. So here we have a question of whether a woman who is bleeding at death, whether that dam, now clearly dam that's yotzi liachar mita, can't possibly be mitame da as a dam nidais, because nidais is dependent on riya, and someone who's dead cannot be roa. In other words, any dam that's coming out is not ri'iyah by definition. Because ri'iyah is part of a living process. Nonetheless, this dam is betame mishum ketem, which means that it's betame ibn b'mashahu, as opposed to dam ha'meit, which is betame b'revias. But here it's betame b'mashahu as a ketem, and it's also, if there's a revias, it would be betame also in an ohel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, how can we matame as a ketem if it was only nekar from her body after she died? Rabbi Yehuda is moda that a woman who dies in childbirth, umeta, v'yatza mimena revi edam, that there she matame mishum ketem, because there we have to assume that that dam was actually, had come out mechayim. Says Rabbi Yossi, but if that's the case, lefichach ein matame b'ohel. Whereas if you're ready to say that this dam is matame mishum ketem, then it should not be matame b'ohel. Now you're saying that it actually was yotzi mechayim. Now the Mishnah is very confusing. What are they arguing about over here? Are you trying to tell me, I mean, if I read Rabbi Yehuda correctly over here, then he is saying it's not matame mishum ketem, because it's liachar mita, and what? And the Tanakhama holds it liachar mita, that it's possible to be metame damishum ketem? Bichlal the Tanakhama savar, afagav the nekar damishum meta, metamamishum ketem, and nobody would hold such a thing. Omar Zeiri, the question over here revolves around the status of dam that came from the Mekor. That's the issue. It has nothing to do with Re'iyah. Of course it's impossible for there to be a din of Re'iyah's Nidais Liachar Misa. This wasn't the Machlokas Binyan. The Machlokas was, what is the status of blood coming from the womb? So there we have our Machlokas that we've had with us throughout this Besachta. Quite aside from the Shaila of whether this woman has a din of a Nida, which has to do with Re'iyah, there's a separate psak that we need to make on the tumah of the dam itself. And that could be that the woman is not a nida, but the dam is nonetheless tameh. We've found many instances of such a thing. It's a dam that's yotzi without hargosha. It could still be metameh the dam. It's just a metameh b'shum nida. Or the dam of the wrong color, which could certainly be metameh because of its coming from the mokh. But it simply doesn't create nidot. So over here, being as, if you hold that Mekor Mekomo Tameh, which clearly is what the Tanakhama seems to be saying over here, therefore, since it was in the Mekor, it's as if it came from something that was Tameh, nothing to do with Riyas Dam, with Riyah Vendida, simply because all things generated within the uterus are Tameh.
Is Dam Tameh from Dam of a mate?
That's a separate issue, though. For that, you need a revias.
Right. I would say even a less amount.
Even a less amount will still be matame. Not in the same way, obviously, won't be matame. But some of it will still be matame, like the dam of the ketem. Oh, it's a specifically ketem. We're giving it the din of the dam being tame.
Even if she's dead, the makor touched the blood, and then the
makor. But remember that touching is not clearly the issue. We had a big machlokas rishonim, which we spoke about the first time we came across the issue of makor mekomot tameh, whether the way that that works is we view it as if it touched the uterus. I mean, that would make no sense over here, because forget about touching the uterus, it touched the dead person. So, I mean, the dead person is just as tameh as the uterus is. The question over here is makor mekomot tameh, something generated. This is the way most of the Rishonim learn. I mean, as the Ramban points out, first of all, it would be tumat beit hasarim. So even if there was a concept of touching, that's not called touching. Second of all, this dam is not a mashke. Only dam chalom is a mashke. How would it be makabel tumah? And that's the whole thing doesn't really make sense in terms of negiah.
Although the Tosfos HaRosh learns that it's a concept of Megia, but it's a Gzerat HaKatuv, kind of, it's a Taloch HaLamoshim Sinai, that there exists such a special type of Tumah that comes from touching the Makor.
And blood can have both statuses at the same time.
Yes, it does, it has both statuses. That's exactly what the Tanakhama say. Ziri, Umoyer Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this last part again is very confusing. Umoyer Rabbi Yehuda b'yoshevet ala mashber. That is matami b'shum ketem. And Rabbi Yossi says, aha, but that's why it's not matami b'ol. Well, does that mean that the Tanakhama holds that a yoshevet ala mashber was bleeding at childbirth? Would be matami b'ol? I mean, how could they possibly say such a thing? So you're saying Michlal, the Tanakhama Sovar, Ba'ol Nami Mitame, that dam that was Yotze from a Yoshevet ala Mashber, where the dam was clearly coming while she was giving birth in her lifetime, that nonetheless it would be Mitame Ba'ol. That's outrageous. Answers now. Not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda, the Amora, now comes to explain what really the Machlokas over here is that generated the comment of Rabbi Yossi. Omar Rav Yehuda, Dam Tvusa Ika Beinayu. The Machlokas over here between the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is in terms of understanding Dam Tvusa. Now remember that Dam Tvusa, we spoke about this earlier, is dam that is coming out b'sha'at mita, and it's a miloshen mitposeset b'domayich, mitposeset, wallowing in your blood. So here we have a case of a person who's clearly bleeding in life, because she's al ha-majber, so she was at one point suffering contractions and giving birth, and at some point in this process, she loses her life. So that means that blood that was coming out is partially from her lifetime and partially in her death. And this is called Dam Tvusa, at least the question whether that's called Dam Tvusa, we'll see. And Midrabonan were Metame now Beohel, even though Midiraisa we would need to have a Revius that is clearly Leachar Misa. And we'll see what level of Suffolk gets involved here in a moment. And Rabbi Yossi holds that's not what's called Dam Tvusa. We have to assume over here that there is no blood at all that's Liach Misa, because being as it's reasonable to say she was bleeding in childbirth, why should we assume that there's bleeding Liach Misa? Titania. Ezehu Dam Tvusa. So now, Pirash Rabbelezer of Yehuda, the nature of Dam Tvusa is somebody who was shot. Harug. Shiatza mimenu dam, bein b'chayav, bein b'moto. Safek b'chayav yatza, safek b'moto yatza. Safek b'chayav uv'moto, zehu dam tvusa. Now there is a shita over here that seems to be saying that even though we know that this Revius was, he was bleeding from his bullet wound while he was alive, perhaps all of the bleeding was during his lifetime. By the time he died, the bleeding had stopped. Or could be, as far as we're concerned, I mean, we don't know. Maybe the bullet worked immediately and he died, and this was bleeding that was after death. Maybe some of it was after death. That would be Dam Tvusa. Now, if that's the case, that's similar to our case. As we know, there's bleeding b'chaya. And the shaila is whether it went on liachar misa. The chachamim say, why is that Dam Tvusa? What that is basically a standard Suffolk tumah. You touch dam, you don't know whether it was dam that was tameh, you don't know whether it was dam that was tar. So that's a regular Suffolk tumah. Depends where it occurs, b'rshut hayochid or b'rshut harabim, right? So the din is over there, Suffolk tumah b'rshut hayochid. We learn out from sota that sveiko tameh, that's a special halakha l'moshe misinai, so to speak. We learn it based on the sugya of sota. Why would we make a takana about that? I'll tell you what Dam Tvusa is. Haruk shiatzai men revit dam b'chayav uv moto. V'adayin lo pasak. Someone who was shot, was definitely bleeding when he was alive, but was definitely bleeding when he was dead. He's still bleeding. A dayan lo pasak.
And we know that a rivi is...
No. We don't know about a rivi is. A dayan lo pasak, he's still bleeding. And we'll talk about why that's he's still bleeding. Let's assume the simplest shot in this is that he's still bleeding, meaning, and that proves that some of his dam was after death, because he's dead now, and there's still blood that's coming. So that case now is not the same, because over here we don't have a suffix, maybe it was kulo b'chayav or kulo b'moto, which would be a suffix tumah that we had before. A special gezeira b'rabbonan, which is called dam tfusa, which is only tumah b'rabbonan, is a case where we know for a fact that there's no revius of dam that came here li'achar misa. That we know, there's a total of a revius. Some of it we know came mechayav, so there's definitely not a shear to be metame midiraisa. What we have over here is a suffix whether rove, even though we have a suffix whether rove of it came out mechay, in which case the other part should be bottle in it, we made a gzeira of tumah. So in any event, but it means even. In other words, even the other way also would still only be the rabbona, because it's not Raviyah's dam. Raviyah's dam, the pachas be Raviyah's dam of a mace is not going to be metame b'yayel, and this is going to be metame. So therefore, if we knew for a fact that there was rov mechayim, we wouldn't have been gozer. But if we're mesupik, and if it's vadai that it's rubo achar misa, in both of those cases, we made a gezeira derabbanan to be metame this dam tfusa as if it had been yotze mechaya. That's dam tfusa, nothing else. So therefore, suffik rubo mechaya. What's our suffik? Not as you said, the suffik is suffik yotze mechaya, suffik yotze b'mosa. That's not called dam tfusa. That's called suffik tuma b'rishut ayachira b'rishut rabbi. The Rabbanan weren't gezer in a case where we don't have to be machzik that some dam was yotzi li'achar misa. The case where the Rabbanan made a takana is where it's a suffix whether rubai was mechayim or rubai was li'achar misa. It was definitely bloodier that was li'achar misa. There harei zil dam tfusa. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, harug shiatza mimenu revi'ez dam v'haya mutal b'mita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if there is someone who is bleeding to death, he was shot, and he's now on a stretcher, and he's bleeding, he bled a revius dam, the domo mitaftef leguma, underneath the stretcher, there is a pool of blood. Tame, mepnei shatipashel mitamu revedbo. We have to assume over there that we have most learned, as a matter of fact, everybody that I know of except for some of the Beforshe HaMishnah itself, in Ayalos, that this doesn't mean Tipa Shel Mita, it's not a specific concept of the moment of death, but rather that which came Li'achar Misa. So over there we would say that it's considered to be Dam Tfusa, whereas the Chachomim in that case say that it's Tohar, because since the blood is dripping, Mipnei Sherishon Rishon Nitzak, the blood is dripping, and therefore each drop of blood that is dripping from the stretcher, even though it's coming perhaps now li'achar misa, is bottle in the pool of blood that was there from before when he was bleeding while he was still alive. Now, this question is not necessarily related to the previous one, except that one shot in Tosfos, that's the reason I read it through like this, one pshat in Tosfos holds that the meaning of the lo pasak, which is strange, why do we care if it's pasak or not? So as I told you, one pshat about dying, another he's still bleeding, is simply to prove that there was definitely blood li'achar misa. But one pshat is that it means, and the blood is flowing, not dripping. Because if it was dripping, we would get into the chashash of bittul of the dam, and then you wouldn't have dam tfusa either. There was the rabbanan of each drop. So the rabbanan were gezer, dam tfusa only where you don't have this rishon bottle, so it wasn't dripping tip into the pool. And furthermore, we need to know that it was definitely there li'achar misa. How does Rabbi Yehuda respond to this? Why isn't it bottle? Shapik amelei rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't aren't the Rabbanan right in saying that Rabbi Yehuda seems to have ignored Bittel? Very right, they are. But this is Rabbi Yehuda Lataini. Diomar Ein Dam Evato Dam. Remember that Rabbi Yehuda Shita all over that we had before in various sugyas, Lagabi Kachim, Lagabi the Piyam of Kisi Adam. He holds Dam as Dam Evato Dam, the Klal. And therefore, in this case, the same thing is true. Who cares if it's dripping and who cares if it's flowing? Bottom line is, if you don't have a Rabbi Yehuda that is there Liachar Misa, it's not going to be Tami Diraisa, but it will be Matami Rabbanan Mishum Dam Tfusa. So this itself is the machlokas that we have in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yossi, this is not called Dam Tfusa. Because since we know that she was bleeding on Al HaMashber, so on the delivery table she was bleeding for sure, we have no way of knowing that the bleeding continued after she died. Why is that Dam Tfusa? That's Dam that's Suffolk. Suffolk tumor, Bushes HaYofit, or Bushes HaRavim, as the case may be. And therefore, it's Yom Metami. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Saluv Al Ha'etz. If you have someone who is crucified and who's bleeding to death, Shedamosh Shotet La'aretz, now blood is dripping down onto the ground. V'nimtza Tachtav Revi'ez Dam Tameh. If there was a pool that contained a Revi'ez of Dam, that dam would be tameh. This is a classic case of dam tvusa. Rabbi Yehuda b'taher, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, who's to say that dam liachar misa ever reached this pool? Shani omer tipa shel mita omedet ol agabi ha'etz. Wait a second. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that before? He said a case where there was somebody bleeding to death on a bed. I just read on the first page, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haruk Shiatzami Men Rabbi Yedan, Vayamutal Bimita, Vidomomet Aftef Laguma Tameh. Now, I don't understand. What's the difference between that and somebody who's crucified?
Problem of the wood, no?
Oh, that's the Gemara's answer, of course. David, remember? So let him say it to himself. Sha'ani Omer. Why didn't he say the same thing about the stretcher that this guy was on? And says the Gemara, Shaydei v'mita d'mechalchela. There's a difference between the wood of the cross and a mita. Because in a mita, whatever blood would be there would ultimately drip down. Whereas on a piece of wood, the wood has a lot of absorptive capability. We have no way of knowing that the dam would have reached the pool that's under the cross. Barishona?
Are they put to death by, do they still have crucifixion in the monastery? What does it mean? Was it something that was had? Was it the one that was had after the Mithamedin?
This is the same issue of the aliens. Basically, they were trying to start a new religion. And they saw that humans have something about crosses, so they figured, let's give it a try. No, yeah, why not? Sure, tzliva was very common at the time of the Brises. Well, they controlled us, you know. It certainly is not a horror of the best now that's tzol of chas v'shalom. Despite the recent movies that try to
indicate otherwise. Yeah. If the blood is yotzi from a certain place, it's still inside the body, and then the person dies. So the yotzi from the original place while they were alive, and then it comes out of the goof later. Is that yotzi in the aftermath?
I don't know. Barishona hayu omrim, hayoshevet al dam tohor, hayta ma'ara mayim lepesach. They used to say that a woman who was now seeing Dam Tahor. So what does that mean? It means that she had gone to the mikveh after a Leda, either at the end of 7 or the 14, as the case may be, the Zachar and the Nekeva, respectively. And she's now in her 33 days or 66 days, the Zachar and the Nekeva, respectively, of Dam Tahor. So what is her halacha status during that period? She is a tfulat yom aroch. She's got a very long day. Sunset on the 80th day is going to turn her into the end of her tfulas yom. So in such a case, during the period in which she's a tfulas yom, she would still be mitamah as a tefillas yom. Now, a tefillas yom, the din of a tefillas yom is mitamah as if he's a sheni. It's the same din of a sheni, except legabi kochim, where we're machmer on the tefillas yom. So it used to be said that if she was a yoshevet al dam tahor, she would have to be careful not to touch the water in the bucket that was going to be used for the meat of the Korban Pesach. However, there was no problem of her holding the bucket, because the bucket, after all, would not be Makabel Tumah, except for Manava Tumah. So as long as she would only touch the bucket, there was no problem. And then Chazrul Omar, then they said, actually, she would have a din of Maga Tumei Mate, so she would have a din, in other words, of a Rishon, but Legabe Kutchin, only Legabe Kutchin, Kedivrei Beit Hillel. This is what Beit Hillel Shita would be. And therefore, there should be no problem of her touching the water either, because the water itself is not Kutchin. In other words, we are not going to view this water, even though it's going to be used to wash Kutchin, and therefore it's okay. So it's chulin shenasu al taharat hakodesh, and obviously we're concerned not to let any tumah come in contact with it. But apparently we now are saying that chulin shenasu al taharat hakodesh lav kekodesh damu. We will not view it as kodesh. So therefore it's okay if she comes in contact with the water itself, not only with the bucket from which she's pouring the water. Okay. Beit Shammai Omrim Af Ketamei Mit. Beit Shammai says, now wait a minute, when it comes to Kutchin, she would have a din not of someone who touched a Tamei Mit, which would make her a Rishon Latuma. She would have a din basically of an Ava Tumah, and she would be able to be Matamei even a bucket, vis-a-vis Kutchin.
So they wouldn't let
Kutchin.
Not Kutchin. We'll see what there's clearly two separate issues going on here. There's the open issue, which is what is the level of a tumah of a tefillas yom legabe kutchin. And there's the hidden issue, which is she contacting the water or the bucket, which depends on the question of is chulin shenasu al taharat hakodesh kekodesh damu or not. These two themes are interwoven in the Mishnah. It's now up to us to tease them apart. Says the Gemara, okay, let's start with a diak in the word ma'ara mayin lepes. Now clearly, if it talks about pouring out water, instead of coming straight out and saying there's no problem of her touching the water, apparently the Mishnah is saying she's not allowed to touch the water. In other words, we may not be choshed that if she holds the bucket and pours that she touched the water, that's fine. But we're certainly not going to let her touch the water. So if she's ma'ra'im, but noga'at lo. So you're telling me she must not touch the water? Last I heard, if she's a tfulas yom, she cannot be metame the water if the water is chulin, unless the problem is over here that this is chulin shenasu al taharat hakodesh. So in other words, you're telling me that chulin shenasu al taharat hakodesh is kodesh dam. Now you're telling me the water can't be touched by her, even though she's a sheni. Can't be touched.
And why is this water chulin shenasu al taharat hakodesh?
Because since it's going to be used for washing the imbosra of the Pesach, so then by definition, something that's going to be coming in contact with it, people will take care of it.
But it's not called Kodesh.
It's not. I mean, that's my focus. Is, what do you mean? How could, is it called Kodesh Gufo?
Because it's going to be used.
Now, how could it be Kodesh? When it's a Kodesh. Sorry, so why do I call it Kodesh? Or a Kato, I didn't know you were in the middle of the one Shakumi a bit more often.
They set it aside specifically for this purpose, this word.
Correct. Correct. Now, I must tell you that the Marsha does not like the way our Gemara is constructed, and he changes the Girsa. The reason he does not like the way the Gemara is constructed is because the Mishnah itself defines what used to be, Purishona, and what changed, correct? So how could the Gemara ask now, says the Marsha, Ema Seifa, so then look at the Seifa and you'll see differently. And then answer and understand them. And the Mishnah itself was coming to tell me two different states. So he takes out the word Ema Seifa, and then he takes out the Alma, But as if to say that there's, we're now being medayek, that it's a new status, and so on. I must tell you that I don't find his arguments very persuasive. Because remember what the Mishnah, what the Gemara is trying to do now, is to bring out the fact that there's a hidden theme in the Mishnah, which is not what was openly being discussed. What was openly being discussed was the question of the level of her tumah. Is it Tfulas Yom HaSheni b'tumah? Is she a Rishon HaTumah, or is she actually an Arba Tumah l'gabei kosher? The fact that the Gemara, in order to tease out a secondary theme in the Mishnah, which is what is the din of the Chulin Shenatzu al Taharas HaKodesh, asks it as if it's a contradiction, is not the end of the world, because the Mishnah wasn't coming to discuss this theme openly. But in any event, I'm just sensitizing you to the question. So the Gemara, as we have it, says, does the Mishnah indeed assume that Chulin Shenatzu al Taharas HaKodesh is Kekodesh Damu? That's strange, because they must say, look at the continuation of the Mishnah. Note that it stresses in the Mishnah. Why would it say Lekutchim if it meant even the Chulin Shenatzu al Taharas HaKodesh? So note that the Mishnah then contradicts itself by saying, we give her a Chumrah, but certainly only in terms of Kodesh itself, which would be the actual Besar HaPesach, and not for the water that's going to be touching the Korban Pesach, which would be Chulin. So Lekutchim ain't Lekulin lo. So apparently now you're telling me that it's not Kekodesh. And therefore, says the Mishnah, this would be Matnit and Mani Abba Sholi. Titanya Abba Sha'ul Omer, Tfulyom is a Tchila Lekodesh, Letame Shnaim Vilif Sol Echad. So this is not very much of an answer, which is one of the other reasons that the Marsha takes out the whole give and take. And according to him, the Mishnah is simply pointing out, in the final analysis, the Mishnah is expressing the Shita in the Chozer Lomar, that actually the Tvuyom is only a Tchila Lekedesh, therefore there's only a problem in her touching Basar HaPesach, and it would be a Tchila Lekodesh, because Kodesh could be the Kabbal Tuma from the, not only now, from the Sheni, but it would actually create a situation in which, because it's Kodesh, it can now be, create now a Rishon, which creates a Sheni, which creates a Shlishi, which is Pasul in Kodesh. Okay? As far as the changeover, so what happened was, two things changed. First of all, they gave her a din only of a Tfulas Yom of a Sheni. Secondly, they were makbid to say that Chulin Shenatzu al Taharas HaKodesh is Kekodesh Damu, in which case, make sure she doesn't touch as a Sheni this Mayim, but it's okay to touch the actual Kli, as long as she doesn't bother the Mayim. They then said, if this was a question of Kodesh, then she wouldn't be allowed to touch anything, because then we would actually, if she touches the, if we give her a din now, legabi kodesh, we would give her a din that's chomor, that she's not only a sheni, but she's like a maga tamei meis, she would be a rishon, in which case if she touched now the water, she would be matame even the pesach. But the truth is, there's no problem in her touching the water, because the water is not considered to be a Kodesh, because it's only Chulin Shenatzu al Taharas HaKodesh, and that's not considered to be Kodesh at all.
She doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, right?
At night?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the problem?
Why? She's going to be Tovelos. We're talking,
there's no problem
the very
of her
end
being,
of her?
Yeah, there's no problem with her being Tovelos, which is the next Mishnah.
It's not like in the middle of that period, it's the very end. That day?
We're getting to the end of the day. That's the thing. That's the continuation of the Mishnah. Umodim. We never left the Mishnah, but okay.
Continues the Heineken.
Umodim. Beit Shammai Umodim. She ochelet b'maaser. That even though we're being machmer on her to make her tamei base for kodesh. She's certainly not tamei legabe maaser. A tful yom has a right to eat maaser, and not only that, even truma she could be kutsala chala. She could break off a piece from the isa and say, set it aside in her mind that this should be the chala, even though it is now, by definition, it is now Kulin Shemazroth Harris Truma, because, I mean, she's about to take off Truma, so clearly we're being careful not to be Matamiyat, and she can be Makefet, after taking off that piece, she can now bring it close to the Isa, in another container here, put them next to each other, V'korah Hashem, and then she can say, this is Chala, and we're not afraid that she's going to be metameit. V'im nafal miroka umidam tahara al kikarsho truma asho tahor. Not only that, but even if some of her rok or dam falls on a kikar of truma, it's also not going to be metame because there's no din of ma'ayanot on a tvuyon. So therefore, everything is fine. You mean you never walk into a restaurant, I guess? Beit Shammai Omrim, Srichat Vila Ba'acharona. What happens here, we're going to get into another question. The Shaila is, after this day, this is her last day now, the sun sets, does she have to go to the mikveh before eating truma? Now, normally somebody who's a tfuyon, he goes to the mikveh in the day, and then whatever, 10 minutes later, it's already time to eat truma. I mean, certainly, there's no din of going to the mikveh again. The problem over here is, the last time she went to the mikveh was 66 days ago. And now, all of a sudden, the sun is setting on the 80th day from her birth. You get into a question of Pesach Hadat. Pesach Hadat is also a takana that we made, legabe various chumras of truma and kachim, that if someone wasn't aware for a long time that they were going to eat truma, they weren't careful enough to watch themselves from truma. And therefore, if she's going to eat truma, or even if she isn't a kohenes, but she's about to go into the Beis HaMikdash or eat kachim as a Yisraelit, who's, brought a carbon in the Shlamim, so she would need to once again be tovelet at night after she becomes tahar. Ubeit Hillel amrim einat tzrichat tefila ba'acharon. Of course, all of this is legabe Tyrus. We're not discussing anything that has to do here with her husband.
She's been told about the
day,
yes?
Yeah.
So then what's the halamina of Pesach Hadas from before?
Because it was 66 days ago. It's a long time.
Yeah, but she was tovelet that day, correct?
What day?
The day that she's about to become
Tahara. No, she was
developed
66
days.
Why should she be
developed
today?
That's exactly what I was trying to understand.
No, she had no need for it to be developed in the day. Why does Beit Shammai agree? I mean, clearly the Torah has pointed out that it's only Lagabe Truma that we have a Chumra, but otherwise it says Vitahar that she's Tahara immediately, or it's not her, but anyone who is a Tvuyon. Is that the night is v'tahar? V'kutzala chala. Oh, now this tells us that chulin ha'tfulin l'chala lav k'chala damu. She's touching this Isa. She's about to take off piece to make it chala. And obviously she's got in mind it's got to remain tahar for truma, because chala is truma. Nonetheless, we have no problem with her touching the dough. That must show that this dough is just plain chulin so far. Umakefet. Why did the Mishnah say she brings it close to the dough? The Amarat mitzvah litron min amukaf. That's a general halacha, that when you're taking off truma, it should be from something which is up close to the tfuah. That's an issue with challah. Take off part of the dough which is challah, it should be next to the actual dough itself. V'korela shem. Why not? Because I mean, you're right. There's nothing wrong with someone Tomei saying the words Arei Zechala. I mean, but the point is that you might think that we have a gezeira here, and that once she's going to be Kara Shem, So now already she's in contact with it, you know, and she's got the sense of let's lift it up and make it challah and so on. And kamashman, there's no problem like that. Vimna famiroka, titzan mashke tvuyom, kamashke nagayavan. Any mashke that comes from a tvuyom is no different than a mashke that the tvuyom would touch. The mashke, water, tvuyom touches water, what's the difference? Star? So, if water comes out from a tefuyom, it's also tar. It's the same thing. So, if it's the tears of a tefuyom or anything else, it's going to be a mashke of a tefuyom, are not going to be metame, any different than something that the tefuyom touched. Ve'elu ve'elu enan metamim. The only case where we would have tuma would be chutzmi mashke hazav, of course. A mashke hazav, which is a mayan, is an avat tuma. Beit Shammai says you need to have tefillah at the end. Might be now, what are they arguing about? Omer of Katina, obviously they're only arguing about a tvuyom arochika beinayodins. Nobody, even Beit Shammai, doesn't suggest that a normal tvuyom has to go to the mikveh again after sunset. But when you have a tvuyom aroch, that could take 33 days or 66 days or 8 days from the last time that you went to the mikveh, then it's time for another tefillah because of Esrach HaDa'as.
This compares us to the beginning of Rosh, right? The